What is up again, Dolph fans? For hour number two, I'm here with OJ McDuffie and Seth Levitt and DJ Preach from the Fish Tank Podcast. I am Travis Wingfield, the solo conductor of the Drive Time Podcast on the Miami Dolphins Podcast.
My guy.
I am, in fact, my own guy. We've also got Steph the Specialist here in the booth with us. You guys sick of me yet? Like 2-3 years of doing this now? Just my stupid nonsense here. No, we're having a good time. The fans are having a good time here at Hard Rock Stadium as well.
Oh, was that for us or the people listening?
That was for you guys.
Not yet, Travis.
Dealing with
not
me
yet.
Twice a week, every week. But me and OJ just had an interesting interaction with some fans out there. So
don't tell them where it happened at, Travis.
It was in the hallway.
You're not supposed to have any interactions where we were.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
We're having
I'm
a
guessing
good
it wasn't Club Live.
Everyone's celebrating. It was not Club Live, Big Seth. It's far reaches from Club Live. Everyone's having a good time, though. Dolphins back in the playoffs again, like we mentioned earlier. And they got there from a big game-winning drive in the fourth quarter. Let's go ahead and get to our Lexus drive of the game. Your Lexus dealers wish you a happy and safe holiday season. Make it a December to remember together. And it was capped off by this field goal by Jason Sanders.
Fourth down and three. Tied at six. 23 seconds on the clock. A win here and a Bills win would give the Dolphins the playoffs. It's up, and it is good!
Wow, biggest kick of the year for Jason Sanders, and he comes through.
With 18 seconds left, the Dolphins lead it 9-6.
What a big kick for Jason Sanders.
And what a big call for Jimmy Cephalo.
Yes, Jimmy.
It is good!
We
That's
are.
Exactly how
playoffs,
I would have called it.
Baby.
Brilliant call right there. And like he said, the Dolphins are going to the postseason. So I'm curious, like, what was going through your guys' minds on that final drive there? Because we all knew it was going to come down to a kick, right? And we've had some issues in the kicking game this year. How were your thoughts as the Dolphins progressed down the field? Because, like, for me, once the Waddle penalty happened, that's when I was like, all right, they're going to have a chance to kick a game winner here. How far is it going to be? I don't know. Give me your thoughts, OJ.
When they progressed those 36 yards on the eight plays?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to clarify. Thanks
for the stats and the drive of the game.
Well, yeah.
I wanted to get there before you asked me for them, and I wasn't prepared again.
Well, that's important because those eight plays were intentional because the Jets had burned so many of their timeouts. So it was
they used up the clock, for sure.
It made a lot of sense to do that. And then we want to, you know, kick it late in the game. I think we can go back to the drive before that, too, you know, where our defense got a three and out and gave us a chance to go out there and have this game-winning drive. But I'm going to tell you, well done, well played out, you know, and I think that, you know, just getting to the drive of the game, you know, we got an opportunity to go down there and really not flub it up, you know. Go out there, we start up the ball on our own 32, and then we make a drive down the field and get in field goal range after the Jets have burned timeouts, and give us this chance to know that if we get in there and get in that range, you know what I mean, we can go out and win the game. Even when they get the ball back, they're going to be strapped, you know, with time. So I thought it was, you know, the Waddle catch was amazing. Tacking that horse collar on.
Critical.
Critical.
Fell down, got back up, right?
Critical. I mean, that was big time. And the fact that he did get up and walk off the field was big. And we looked like, you know, I think, Seth, you made a comment about his left leg, but he walks like that. He's got that swagger, man. So hopefully that's just his walk, you know? And so, yeah, big time stuff. Big time penalty, obviously. But then, of course, a big time coming up strong in the game, clutch game winner. You know, look, kickers are judged by game winners, too. We know some of these guys in the league that all we know is their game. We don't know about their misses. We know about their game winner. So big time game winner by Jason Sanders.
In the last couple of years, it feels like Miami has had the walk off kick against them several times, and I don't know if they've had their
Did
own.
You say last couple of years or last couple of weeks?
Last year they lost three games on buzzer beater field goals too, and so it was tough to deal with. But Seth, we got 2 minutes here because Mike went long as he is wont to do. Next segment, we're going to hear from him, but I want to just kind of get your thoughts on that drive as it was going on. What were your thoughts as Dolphins playoff hopes were in the balance there?
I think it's kind of consistent with what you heard from Skylar Thompson at the podium, right? Just make the plays that need to be made, and nothing was flashy today. There wasn't a whole lot of flash, but it was just enough. And, you know, you even sat there and tried to get us a little nervous, Travis, started talking about inside 50 yards.
I couldn't believe that. Could you believe that?
No, I almost threw him out of the damn place.
Man, we almost had to do this by ourselves, Big Seth.
And then we do lose a yard on the play there with Jeff Wilson, you know.
And it became a 50-yarder.
It became a 50-yard kick on the dot. But, you know, Juice was right. Used up almost all the clock. Didn't leave them a whole lot there. And Sanders, I mean, you couldn't have hit it any better. As soon as it came off his foot, we knew that we're going to the play. playoffs, right? We all felt that.
We saw the picture, Big Seth. His head was down. The snap and hold were great.
The hold was great. Yeah, Thomas Morstead, I mean, is anybody holding better than him at this
Nobody.
Point in the league
Nobody.
Right now? I don't think so. And so, I mean, just drilled the darn thing. And, you know, listen, as you said, that's what you need. Look, it'd be great if there was a touchdown there and you put the thing out of reach. That's not what happened, but you used clock. You put that thing through the upright. So, I don't know. Have I used all 2 minutes of this?
Yeah, you're just about
Is there anything else that I can say? No. It's a big kick. We're in the playoffs.
No, we are in the playoffs. That's exactly right. So, it goes 8 plays, 36 yards. They took the ball with 3:01 to play, ended it with 18 seconds. And to your guys' point, the Jets timeouts, the first drive of the half, they burned the timeout on a third and long because of a simulated pressure.
I said it was going to be a big lost timeout.
It had to have been, right?
And the second one was another big lost timeout. It was huge for us.
And it proved to be absolutely costly for them. They could have stopped the clock on that final run there by Jeff Wilson, I think.
Juice made a good point. Was it the play before with the challenge, the drive before with the challenge? So, you know, look, I'm a big Mike McDaniel fan. I don't think I've wavered on that at all. I know there's been some silliness here on Twitter and so on and so forth. He struggled, whether he collectively, whoever's making those decisions, even earlier today, 0-for-5. They took a big chance on that one where the ball was punched out, and I think people were surprised by that challenge. 0-for-5 on the season, right? Challenge the challenge. That red flag has not worked for you all year. But then, the Jets, 3rd and 11,
yep.
They throw that ball. I think it's, they gain about 9 on that play.
It said 4th and 1 on the scoreboard.
So 10 on that play. Thank you very much, Travis Wingfield, on the money there. And they gain 10 on that play. I think they're going to go for
1,000%.
It. Right? They're going to go
1,000%.
For it. I like our short yardage defense, but golly, it started to feel like you didn't want it to feel. And out comes that red flag. There you go, Coach Mike. Is this the one? Are we going to win this challenge? I don't care if you lost 100 all year.
Yeah.
That's the one you need.
He had to challenge no matter what.
Had to.
Yeah. No matter what, he had to challenge that. It was too questionable not to challenge it. You know what I mean? And that was obviously.
Difference in the game.
The
probably.
Challenge of the year.
Yeah, the challenge of the year.
Yeah, I like it. And it comes in the last defensive series of the year before the pitchy-pitchy woo-woo.
Maybe the last 23 years, if you ask Skylar Thompson. It's a big challenge.
23 years. So that was Lexus drive of the game. We are on one today. Your Lexus deal.
We're happy.
You
go to the playoffs.
We're happy.
A very happy and safe holiday season. Make it a December to remember together. And be very happy with Lexus or with the Dolphins playoff berth. Either way works. Dolphins postgame is also driven by Gunther Mazda. You've got to get to Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale to experience a new Mazda SUV on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. The final score here from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 11, Jets 6. We love that. Listen to the Miami Dolphins fifth quarter overtime show brought to you by the Palm Beaches. Guess what, Dolphins Nation? When you sign up for Club Public, you get perks, a birthday treat, and BOGO notifications. Just visit clubpublics.com. Terms and conditions apply. We have head coach Mike McDaniel, newly minted first season, first playoff berth for Mike McDaniel. Let's go ahead and go to him here at the podium postgame.
You said at the beginning of the season that this team belonged in defense essentially until you're convinced otherwise. Did they show up today at the biggest moment?
Absolutely. That's a 6-point outing is tough any way you cut it in the National Football League. And I thought, I've been really, really proud of them specifically in the last 3 weeks. I thought that down the stretch when we needed them most, they've really come through. So, I can't say enough about that effort when this team needed it.
You guys have been through a lot, but now to get into the playoffs despite all that, how does it feel?
I would say it feels tremendous. That doesn't mean that wasn't the goal, is just to get to the playoffs. However, understanding, all involved, you're talking about people that have been within the organization for 30-plus years. You talk about a fan base that hasn't seen their team go to the playoffs since 2016. You just talk about a lot of people involved. It's very fulfilling for the way it happened. I feel like guys were very energized about their output during the season, right around the bye week and right after that, and then to take 5 losses in a row, specifically the last 3, where I thought that we really had a chance to win. A phase was off at one way, shape, or form. And for guys not to quit, because it is so much easier to quit. I'm very, very proud to, you know, be called the head coach of this team. And it wasn't just about the players that were playing in the game today. This was an accumulated effort. You can go down the line of all the injured players that weren't able to play had an effect on this game and our ability to get to the playoffs, which is what you want for your organization. You know, for you to ultimately finish the season the right way, you have to get into the tournament and see and put your best foot forward. So very, very happy about the defense. Very happy about the offense. I mean, shoot, I think we've gone – how many tackles have we played? Where's Barry when you need him? But I feel like it's like seven. That was, you know, Skylar Thompson, a rookie, gets the start, doesn't turn the ball over, heavily, heavily influenced and assisted by his position coach, his position coaches, Coach Bevel and Coach Henley, but also Teddy Bridgewater and Tua are humongous. They've had a huge impact in how he's approached the game, and I know he's very... you know, that doesn't happen without them. You can go down the line. You know, we had, I think the last quarter of the game, we had a guard playing tackle. And then defensively, for them not to give up a touchdown was absolutely critical. And then how about, you know, you can almost surmise the whole season. You know, which I think this is life. This is what a football season is. Hopefully it's not as extreme as five on, five off. But Jason Sanders, you know, to come through the way he did and have all the points, especially that last one, you know, you have to be built different for that. So I'm very, very happy with the entire locker room, the entire building, and I feel they wanted no part of this season being over, and it's not. So now they get another opportunity to play together, which they really hold dear to their heart, and I think that goes to show by the way that they've really put their best foot forward through some games that haven't turned out the way you'd want them to.
Earlier, you said you didn't want to pay any attention to the score of the Bills-Patriots game, and the video board didn't show the score. But at the end, your game was over, were you able to kind of take a glance? And when it finally hit in, that outcome was what you needed? How
to- there was a couple people on right after I shook hands with some of the Jets coaches that I know too well. So I didn't know any sort of score because that was the objective. We needed to win. And regardless, nothing mattered if we didn't. And then I saw Ann Noland. I've never played her, but she's probably terrible at poker. She had a grin. I was like, oh, okay. And then we had the game was on in the locker room, so guys were able to see that it was a 2-score lead, and guys were able to see that it was a kneel down. So we that. It's to everyone's credit, you know. You don't want it to always be this hard within the game or within the season. But at the same time, for you to do anything special, you have to go through adversity. You have to learn from it, and you have to improve. And, you know, the bottom line was the last two games specifically, the team did enough to win, and then critical mistakes, which we weren't void of, but critical turnovers in the second half had led to our demise. Today, that wasn't the case. You know, and it was team football that was really a field position matchup. There was a lot of runs, not as many explosives, and guys really had to dig deep. So very happy with the outcome.
How aware of your usual post game, how you leave the field, but you went running off today. Was that to watch the game, the end of the game, or was that just?
No, I've pulled that card a couple times. It's my move when I'm really excited, so I don't know what else to do, but I just run. It's the only running I get it all season, so. It's happened a couple times, but it's just because I'm fired up and want to go sit down and try to take in, because I literally don't take in anything that's happened the entire game. So it's like, you know, and then I'd like to run into the room and be like, yes, get a couple high fives. I got a bruised finger from high fiving something. So that was really all that was, is just a, dissipate energy, I guess.
Mike, what would the process be with Tua this week, and where is Teddy in terms of his status?
We have a lot of question marks. I left the Tua question last Friday. He'll have another day. We'll continue to take it day by day, and I will not even think about any sort of game, whether that's this year or next year, until he's fully ready to do so, and that comes with medical clearance. That's why the procedure is in place. So I haven't even thought about that, ready for either quarterback against the Bills. There's a lot of things that we have to get through the training room first. Teddy was battling to be available, and we think that he was in a spot that he could have come through in an emergency situation, and Skylar got twisted up a couple times too, so I have to see how all that shapes out. But yeah, there'll be some question marks, but fortunately this team has proven not to blink at any sort of question marks either way. We have guys that we really believe in, and we'll go with the healthiest group up to Buffalo and play a very good football team.
You need, obviously, to get him through the protocol, too, before you even consider it. Do you need a full week of practice out of him coming off of that long way off?
Again, I'm pretty disciplined. Once it was articulated to me that it doesn't help Tua in any way, shape, or form if I project any sort of things besides, hey, what are we doing today, and are we getting better today? I haven't even thought about it. I just want him to take everything day by day, and when we'll assess everything when he's fully cleared, whenever that is. But I'm not worried about timelines or, you know, it's saying yes or no to the postseason is another added layer of anxiety. Either way, whatever I say. So I'm not in the business of that. I'm going to do what's best for that player. So we'll see each and every day. It's not because I like keeping people in suspense. It's because it's the best thing for the human being.
Coach, you had your first successful challenge of the season. How did it feel to finally get it?
I was actually saying that on the headset. I'm like, because I was very aware of that. But I had a feeling, and I was like, you know what? How fitting would this be if I finally get one right? And it's the 18th week, 17th game, fourth quarter. So, I just like the rest of the locker room, you know, I just was battle tested, you know, tried to learn from my mistakes. But it was nice that it ended up being a big turning point, and so credit goes to all the people communicating with me and provoking me to not have a long memory on all these failed attempts, which I had one that half as well. So
should you get a chance to talk to it all after this game and see his reaction for this?
Yeah, no, he was in the locker room waiting for his teammates, and he was just all smiles. Because this is, his team that this is the first game we were able to pull off without him. And he was just happy for his teammates and happy for himself because, you know, like I said, everybody that's a part of – that's what's so cool about team sports is it's not, okay, this person got us to the playoffs, that person – I mean, shoot, this he's led us to where we're at to the point that we've had two games down the stretch of the season that if we win one, we could possibly make the postseason. That's to his credit. So he was very happy and shaking hands and just being there for his teammates.
Has he been talking to Skyler a lot? Has he been talking to Skyler a lot?
No, icing him out. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Tua's a great guy. Skyler's a great guy. They have great guy conversations.
Like sharing that moment with Steve Ross after the game, the guy who brought you here.
No, it's really cool. I'm not one to feel entitled to anything. I'm also, you know, my walks of life have kind of led me to, you know, I have an infinite memory of any time someone takes a chance on me. I'm very loyal to that. So it was very. I know how many other teams were interviewing me. So do you guys. The answer is zero. And he felt his gut that didn't matter, that this was the right fit for everything that we're trying to do here. And I'll forever be loyal to that. And, I'd really feel like, over time, people will truly realize what type of unbelievable owner he is, and he's just been 100% supportive. So I was very happy to share that with him, and then you know, the president Tom Garfinkel and Chris Greer and Brandon Shore, all those guys I feel indebted to. So we're not nearly done by any stretch of it, but you know, to get. To continue to progress with your goals, you have to get goal one. So to be in the tournament was the something that I feel like I would have felt shortchanged the team, the players, and the organization if we weren't able to do it, and we found a way. So I'm very happy about that part.
Mike, how do you sum up those emotions that you felt once it was over, when the clock hit zeros and you guys found out also that Buffalo had beaten New England?
I still haven't. You get terrible versions of me in post-game press conferences. I'm trying to keep the integrity of every decision that I make during the course of a game. So I can't spend any time having emotion on anything that happens. And in that process... you get to the end of the game, and it's like, all right, you've done that for 3.5 hours. What's next? Okay, now I need to go talk to the team. Then I need to come in here and talk to you guys. I'm not sure if it's really long story short, I'm a terrible podium guy because I don't really know how I feel. I'll probably figure that out later tonight. But I know one thing, I'll be excited tomorrow. To come to work and begin the game planning process again, because I was not ready for that to be discontinued for this season. So, and I think a lot of guys really, really are, it meant a lot to them, this team, and they didn't want to see it go, and they knew what the stakes were, which is why I'm that much more proud of them.
Final question.
Stumped you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So that was head coach Mike McDaniel after the Dolphins clinch a spot in the postseason. We're going to come back on the other side and react to a jovial head coach. That's after these words. Dolphins postgame is driven by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Again, the final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 11, Jets 6. You're listening to the fifth quarter overtime show brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
You're listening to Dolphins football on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Dolphins recap tomorrow morning with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Give your actions more traction in the all-new Kia Sportage X-Pro with multi-terrain all-wheel drive. With the right tools, anything as possible. The producer in the house here kind of giving us the parting messages here as we get ready to react to head coach Mike McDaniel.
Parting message too,
well, I knew that question I was
so
going to ask
him right now, man.
Was going to ruffle some feathers, but I knew
of all the things on this Victory Sunday.
I knew that we were up against the break, and I was coming back on in any second, and I had to get that question because I don't want to watch the game without audio.
You got his number. You got his email.
Yeah.
He just gave us this emotional, it was great to work with you and the whole thing, and you know, you asked him to fix the TV. He probably hasn't even seen that TV.
Well, all right. The last you guys have heard of me. So, Seth, take it from here, big dog.
Oh, God. It's so much fun going to the playoffs, isn't it? You know, so much great stuff from Coach. He sat there and said he's not a good podium guy. He's lying to us. I think Coach McDaniel, I know it's not for everybody.
It's for me.
That's for sure. I think he's fabulous. I'm going to start kind of at the end. I thought there was two really cool things. One, where he felt that we're getting a terrible version of him in the postgame because he's so dialed in during the games. And I love that. I have to keep the integrity of every decision that I make for the team, which is what you want from your head coach, right? I don't want our head coach, like, just in his feelings about how emotionally he needs to be dialed in. That's where he said. So he said he's a terrible podium guy because he doesn't know how he feels. But then he dropped this one on us, guys. He's excited to go into work tomorrow and to start preparing for the next opponent because he wasn't ready for that to end. And that, to me, is fabulous stuff. Because who works harder than a head coach in the NFL? 18, 19, 20 hours a day, whatever it is. He doesn't want it to end. He can't wait for more of that. Probably to put even more
tonight.
Out.
It's going to start tonight.
There's no question.
He can say tomorrow all he wants. It's going to start tonight.
Sure. Tonight will become tomorrow. He'll be grinding. I have faith in that for sure. And then I also like they talked about with the team owner, Stephen Ross, being in the locker room there. And what was that like? And he said, you know, I'm not one to feel entitled to anything, and not a lot of people have given him a chance in life, and so he is super loyal to people who have. He said, I can tell you, and you guys know how many teams were interviewing me other than the Miami Dolphins, and the answer was zero. And Stephen Ross took a chance on him, he put his faith in him, and now for the first time since 2016, the Miami Dolphins are in the playoffs under the direction of Mike McDaniel, and he said he's going to forever be loyal to Stephen Ross for that. And of course, he then shouted out Tom Garfinkel, Chris Greer, Brandon Shore. He's indebted to all those guys. And so I wanted to start with that, guys, because I think that's, you know, big picture.
Great start.
That's powerful stuff. You know, this was another – I mean, he was – what do you say, Travis? He was on one.
Yeah.
He was on one today. And, you know, he talked about how there has been adversity for this team, especially the last 5 weeks. And it's so much easier to quit, Juice.
Yep.
You've been around some guys who have quit.
We've seen some
quitters.
You'd be surprised.
It's so much easier to quit, but these guys didn't. And he is proud to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins and this team and this roster and this group of coaches. So I thought that was super cool. Praise to the defense, you know, and maybe something we lost sight of in all of the losing is that, you know, hey, a 6-point outing, regardless of who you're playing in the National Football League, to go pitch and only give up 6 points is a big deal. And he said he's proud of this defense, not just for today, but how they've played the last 3 weeks down the stretch, because the defense put this team in a position to win. And you had you had costly turnovers.
Yep.
At the end of both of those last two games, you didn't have that today. And I also, hey, we're in the playoffs, so you're excited. How does it feel? He said it feels tremendous, but the goal wasn't just to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I love that.
So there are still goals ahead. Now, doesn't mean I don't enjoy this. Doesn't mean I'm not happy about this. But I love that he just made sure we understood that the goal wasn't just to get there. Look, that was great. If you want to finish your season the right way, you have to get into the dance. And that's what we've been telling everybody. I don't want to get into the playoffs this way. Whatever. If you're on that train, take that somewhere else. We got no time for it. If you want to finish the season the right way, you have to get into the dance. I thought that was fabulous. how about this one? How many tackles have they played this season? And you walked out on this one, Travis. He says, Where's Barry when I need him? Where's Barry Jackson? I need to know how many tackles we've started.
Where's Barry Jackson?
Thought that was great. He couldn't be any happier for Jason Sanders. You have to be built differently to do what Jason Sanders did. You know, there have been people, maybe even in this booth right now, who have questioned Jason Sanders and his place on this football team for some of the big kicks that he's missed, and he's missed them. But the biggest kick of the season came, and he put it right through the uprights. You have to be built different to do. You have to be built different to do that. How about this one? The Bills game. When did you know the score? And he says some of these coaches he knows too well told him. And then he turns to Ann Nolan. And for all of you here, we know this is Hard Rock Stadium. If you're poker players, apparently get Ann Nolan at the table. Said, I've never played poker with Ann Nolan, but I can't imagine she's very good because he saw it all over her face that they were going
to the playoffs. How happy was she for him, I bet?
Oh,
she had to be really happy for him.
For the organization.
100%.
You know,
we got to invite her to the JT Foundation tournaments.
Yeah.
Send her at your table.
I'll sit at my table.
Too funny. So that you know what? I think Ann might surprise him, become a shark.
Yeah, but I would not be surprised at all.
I think she might surprise him on that one. So you know, look, and it was hard, guys. But you know, if you're going to accomplish anything worth having, you want to do something special. There has to be some adversity.
Yeah,
probably didn't want it to be quite this tough, but they overcame. Hopefully, that makes them battle tested when they go to Buffalo to play in the playoffs. Didn't make the critical mistakes that cost us the previous two games. There was so much good stuff
there was
in
way
here.
Too much good stuff.
How about Tua? When he talked about Tua and Tua, you know, how happy he was for his teammates and all of this stuff. And, hey, does Tua talk to Skyler? No, he shuts it. He ices him out. I mean, that was great. And he says, no, they're both great guys and they have great guy conversations.
That was what I wanted to use.
I want to have a
so
great guy.
Good.
Are we having a great guy conversation right now?
I don't know.
Coach McDaniel finished this season super strong, just like the team does if 11-6 can be considered super strong. But to me, I don't care if it was 2-0, it's super strong if this win puts you in the playoffs. Great job, Coach.
That's, man.
I'm out of gas.
I'm glad you get another week of reacting to Coach there.
That was so good, Big Seth.
And
you know, I love it when Coach gives you all that material.
All the material was there.
Bro, it was so good, man. And everything is so spot on, man. You know what? Living in the moment is one thing too, man. But you know what? You got a first-year head coach, a young guy in the game, complimenting the guys that gave him the opportunity. But, hell, getting into the playoffs your first year. You know how hard it is getting the playoffs, man? It's so hard. It's so hard. It's been a hard ride for us, for sure. And we're in, and let him enjoy it, man. And, you know, when you've got the big ups in the locker room at the end of the season, you know what that means in the positive sense. That means you're on the way to another level of football, man. And the third season's in effect now, bros. The third season is in effect, led by our main man and our head man, Mike McDaniel.
Preseason, regular season, postseason, and we're going there.
Let's get it.
We're going there right now. I'm so pumped tonight to go watch that Packers and Lions game because every year at some point during the final Sunday night football game, they give you the playoff schedule. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. The Bills are playing. I'll watch that game on Saturday. But now I get to see where the Dolphins logo winds up.
Here's the thing about it, though, Travis. I wouldn't even watch that game if we weren't in. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't give a damn about football.
I probably wouldn't watch a game until Super Bowl.
I'd be done
stand-up
with football.
Comedy or something. I'd be doing something completely different than football. I'd be watching anything else besides sports. It's been that way for 5 weeks. I'm sick of it.
Right.
But now I get to watch
and I'm going to Publix, Big Steph. Steph, the specialist, I'm headed to Publix.
He's going to Publix.
Are you gonna wear your alumni jacket?
All right, man, all this. I'm wearing the same outfit today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Oh, I love it.
And the next day. My wife got me an electric scooter for Christmas, and I do all the errands now because I'm like, you got somewhere to go? I'll take the scooter over there. So every time I go to Publix, now I'm on the scooter. So I'm going to go there, probably head to toe in Dolphins.
Yeah, you have to. You have to, no matter what.
Right before the game, we'll go over there.
Taking a scooter to Publix.
It's my favorite. It's like my that's my,
I don't know
my
what
personal
you're
time.
I don't know what
Are
you're
you carrying those little bags, I mean, like the non-recyclable?
Usually a pub sub.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm saying you're not doing the whole shop.
He's not
for the
buying
family.
A case of Zephyr Hills.
Not,
I'll tell you that.
There's a little hook on the wheel on the handlebar that I can put a bag on. I probably
you got a basket,
dude. It's funny. All the kids in the neighborhood got scooters, like all the 12 and unders, and then there's me. buzzing around on the little electric scooter. All the kids around.
Like, you're like one of the kids. You're like
yeah,
one of the kids.
I really am. I've leaned into it at this point. You kind of learn who you are in your 30s, and I'm just definitely just a big kid. So looking forward to all that stuff, man. And also stay tuned for more great guy conversations right here on the post-game show. I had that written down. Well, I guess it wasn't off the cuff or anything. But Dolphins post-game is driven by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. The final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 11, Jets 6. Listen to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
Miami Dolphins football, live on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Tomorrow afternoon, Hawk and Crowder are talking Dolphins. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Dolphins fans, you can be here for live NFL action all season long as the official ticket marketplace of the NFL. Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Score tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Dolphins. And one last time, let's go ahead and cue up the music and get to the scores around the league for week number 18. By now, you know that Miami won 11-6 over the Jets. That coupled with a Bills
victory. There's one score I do care
over
about.
The Patriots. The Bills won 35-23 for a big win. Of course, that propels Miami into the seventh seed in the AFC playoffs. On Saturday, we had the Chiefs in a rout over the Raiders 31-13, and the Jaguars, thanks to a defensive score, trailing in the fourth quarter, win the AFC South 2016 over Josh Dobbs and the Tennessee Titans. Today's action, the Bucs rested everybody and got into a division championship at 8-9. They lose to Atlanta 30-17. Mentioned the Bills over the Patriots 35-23.
Wow.
The Vikings take down the Bears, who jumped to the number one pick in the draft, that 29-13 loss, because the Texans and Lovie Smith, maybe a parting gift for the Texans, knocking them out of the first pick in the draft, 32-31 over the Indianapolis Colts. They win one game under Jeff Saturday.
What did the Colts end up doing? It was a great season for them, huh?
What a weird – just this whole year in the NFL was crazy, man.
Yeah.
The Bengals beat the Ravens 27-16, so no coin flip there for that home game next weekend. They'll meet up again in Cincinnati for the AFC wild card round. The Panthers 10-7 over the Saints in a game that was a U-Haul game. Everyone's packing up their trucks, getting ready for the vacations this offseason.
Oh, they got them in the stadium. They got them at the stadium.
Ready to roll. Get me out of here. Get the Steelers over the Browns 28-14 in Pittsburgh. They were alive until that Jason Sanders field goal went through the uprights and knocked him out of the playoffs. The Eagles looking like they're going to win the one seed. 16-zip over the Giants right now. That's at halftime. The Niners 21-13 over the Cardinals. That one's about to hit halftime as well. And the Rams up on the Seahawks, who are fighting for their playoff lives. That game's also at the break, 13-6. And right before the break in Washington, the Commanders up 13-zip.
How about that?
The Cowboys.
How about the Cowboys? They got everything to play for.
Division
and they're like, they're messing around right here.
To a rookie making his first start, too, in Sam Howell for the Washington. And tonight, Detroit at Green Bay. So those are your Week 18 scores. Big Seth, you had something you wanted to say here as we wrap up segment number four of hour number two.
Yeah, I got something I want to say. No, you know what? Again, after last week, and there was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of disappointment. There was anger, right? And social media went
nuts. Why are you talking about me like that?
And
why are you talking about me like that,
I
Big
can't
Seth?
Say it was you. Juice, you signed off a little early. You had an appearance. You were out in L.A. I can't say it was you. But there was a lot of that in social media. And, again, I asked the question that if this team came back and won and got into the playoffs, would that change the way you felt? It wasn't going to be good enough for some folks.
Right.
And if that's how you feel, don't go switcheroo now and start coming back on the train. You know, like you just sit in that for a little bit, because there are folks who this meant something to.
Right.
And we talked about how happy we were for some of those players. Jason Sanders, Skylar Thompson, Mike McDaniel, right?
Yep.
We talked about that. But there were other people today, man. How about my man Savak Melton? Came all the way down from Jacksonville. Seriously, Savak, for a little late birthday celebration. Savak, by the way, is 4-0 now in games he's attended.
Get him down here.
We got to get him some season tickets.
We need him some season tickets for next year, for sure, for Savak Melton. What about my man Bill from Boynton?
Yes.
Who
Bill,
pours
always,
his heart out more
always,
on
always.
The page with a poem or a song? He cried today. He tweeted out that he cried
That's
after
awesome.
This
yes,
11
Let's go,
to
Bill.
6 Skylar Thompson-led victory, right?
Yes, sir.
How about Bill from Boynton right there? What about, here's one for you, my man Scott Stone. If you don't know Scott
Love
Stone, because that's
Stone.
A guy who did Scotty. Nothing but grind for this team for 40 years, spent 8 years as a runner, 32 years as a full-time employee for this team, his first time in 40 years, guys, that he sat in the stadium as a fan. In the stands.
No kidding.
Sat in the stadium.
Today.
Not in the press box. Not in
Love
some
Scott,
suite.
Man.
He sat in the bowl and he watched the Dolphins advance to the playoffs. It's people like that that gets me excited.
Yes,
and, you know, and for us, right? Yeah, for us, for sure.
Sir.
But, you know, I'm just saying that there's people who are invested in this team, and it means something to them, and getting to the playoffs is a big deal regardless of how you got here.
Scott Stone was the one that got me set up with the whole deal with the fan website coverage of games when I was first coming up, so
Fan Club Weekend. It was his brainchild.
And then it became you could come sit in the press box and get locker room access and cover the games, and that's how I met
Jason
Jenkins.
That's Web Weekend, right? That's what it was.
That was before they had this deal. And
I won't interrupt anymore because I'm 0-2.
It's this thing, right? Well, it was. It became what I was talking about. So hey, he really was my introduction to the team and get me into this position. So, yeah.
People have no idea how important and how integral Scott Stone has been to this organization and the love that we have for him. The knowledge he has for this team and in the fist tank, we talk to Scott a lot because Scott knows a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I'm so happy for him as well, man. And I'm glad he's able to enjoy it and not be running around like he always had as an employee here. He could actually sit there and enjoy the fruits of his labor for one, but the team's labor, but he loves this team immensely.
I have a feeling one of these days in the distant future, the three of us or the four of us are going to do that one of these days.
Oh, yeah,
get in the
sure.
stands. We're going to get to enjoy the game as fans one of these days. Who knows how long off that is. But
oh, yeah, I mean, I keep doing it. I go back and forth.
This NFL, it's all year to year, fellas. We could be sitting in the stands quick.
Opening day, let's go.
2023 could be a stand shot for us.
Let's hope not.
No, let's hope not. We have one more segment. We're going to talk about the podcast network, which means there is one more week, at least of 5 episodes of Drive Time. I'm like Mike McDaniel, though. I'm happy to work. I wanted to go to work tomorrow.
Sir.
Break down some film and have some fun. We'll do that in the fifth segment and also talk about the fish tank and also the Buffalo Bills next week up in Buffalo. Dolphins post game is driven by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. The final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 11, Jets 6. You're listening to the fifth quarter overtime show brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
This is the official Miami Dolphins radio network where Dolphins fans live.
Joe Rosen, Zach Krantz in the mornings, Hawk and Crowder in the afternoon. Nobody covers Dolphins like AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage, so next time you fill up, choose Chevron with Techron. Find a station near you on the Chevron app. And before we get to the Buffalo Bills, let's go ahead and pause for 10 seconds so our stations can identify themselves. Listen to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Happy New Year from the home of the Dolphins. WQAM AM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
An Odyssey Station.
Buffalo Bills, guys, third time this year. 51-50 is the cumulative score in the season series that was split between these two teams. We saw Miami go up there and really, for all intents and purposes, have their best effort in that building. I would say since the last playoff team in 2016 went up there and won a game on Christmas Eve to punch their ticket to the postseason. What do you guys expect? What are you hoping to see next week up in Buffalo? It could be a potentially very banged up Miami Dolphins team going into a crowd that's going to be absolutely fired up. I imagine DeMar Hamlin will be in attendance. It's going to be a raucous scene.
Miami Dolphins football, live on the Miami Dolphins radio network.
Tomorrow afternoon, Hawk and Crowder are talking Dolphins. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Dolphins fans, you can be here for live NFL action all season long as the official ticket marketplace of the NFL. Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets so you never miss a single play. Score tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Dolphins. And one last time, let's go ahead and cue up the music and get to the scores around the league for week number 18. By now, you know that Miami won 11-6 over the Jets. That coupled with a Bills
victory. There's one score I do care
about. Over the Patriots. The Bills won 35-23 for a big win. Of course, that propels Miami into the seventh seed in the AFC playoffs. On Saturday, we had the Chiefs in a rout over the Raiders 31-13, and the Jaguars, thanks to a defensive score, trailing in the fourth quarter, win the AFC South 2016 over Josh Dobbs and the Tennessee Titans. Today's action, the Bucs rested everybody and got into a division championship at 8-9. They lose to Atlanta 30-17. Mentioned the Bills over the Patriots 35-23.
Wow.
The Vikings take down the Bears, who jumped to the number one pick in the draft, that 29-13 loss, because the Texans and Lovie Smith, maybe a parting gift for the Texans, knocking them out of the first pick in the draft, 32-31 over the Indianapolis Colts. They win one game under Jeff Saturday.
What did the Colts end up doing? It was a great, great season for them, huh?
What a weird – just this whole year in the NFL was crazy, man. Yeah. The Bengals beat the Ravens 27-16, so no coin flip there for that home game next weekend. They'll meet up again in Cincinnati for the AFC wild card round. The Panthers 10-7 over the Saints in a game that was a U-Haul game. Everyone's packing up their trucks, getting ready for the vacations this offseason.
Oh, they got them in the stadium. They got them at the stadium.
Ready to roll. Get me out of here. Get the Steelers over the Browns 28-14 in Pittsburgh. They were alive until that Jason Sanders field goal went through the uprights and knocked him out of the playoffs. The Eagles looking like they're going to win the one seed. 16-0 over the Giants right now. That's at halftime. The Niners 21-13 over the Cardinals. That one's about to hit halftime as well. And the Rams up on the Seahawks, who are fighting for their playoff lives. That game's also at the break, 13-6. And right before the break in Washington, the Commanders up 13-0.
How about that?
The Cowboys.
How about the Cowboys? They got everything to play for.
Division,
and they're like, they're messing around right here.
To a rookie making his first start, too, and Sam Howell for the Washington. And tonight, Detroit at Green Bay. So those are your Week 18 scores. Big Seth, you had something you wanted to say here as we wrap up segment number four of hour number two.
Yeah, I got something I want to say. No, you know what? Again, after last week, and there was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of disappointment. There was anger, right? And social media went
nuts. Why are you talking about me like that? And why are you talking about me like that,
Big Seth? I can't say it was you. Juice, you signed off a little early. You had an appearance. You were out in L.A. I can't say it was you. But there was a lot of that in social media. And, again, I asked the question that if this team came back and won and got into the playoffs, would that change the way you felt? It wasn't going to be good enough for some folks.
Right.
And if that's how you feel, don't go switcheroo now and start coming back on the train. You know, like you just sit in that for a little bit because there are folks who this meant something to.
Right.
And we talked about how happy we were for some of those players. Jason Sanders, Skylar Thompson, Mike McDaniel, right?
Yep.
We talked about that. But there were other people today, man. How about my man Savak Melton? Came all the way down from Jacksonville. Seriously, Savak, for a little late birthday celebration. Savak, by the way, is 4-0 now in games he's attended.
Get him down here.
We got to get him season tickets.
We need him some season tickets for next year, for sure, for Savak Melton. What about my man Bill from Boynton?
Yes.
Who pours his heart out more
on
the page with a poem or a song? He cried today. He tweeted out that he cried this 11-6 Skylar Thompson-led victory, right?
Yes, sir.
How about Bill from Boynton right there? What about, here's one for you, my man Scott Stone. If you don't know Scott Stone, because that's
Stone.
A guy who did nothing but grind for this team for 40 years, spent 8 years as a runner, 32 years as a full-time employee for this team, his first time in 40 years, guys, that he sat in the stadium as a fan. In the stands.
No kidding.
Sat in the stadium.
Today.
Not in the press box. Not in
Love
some
Scott,
suite.
Man.
He sat in the bowl, and he watched the Dolphins advance to the playoffs. It's people like that that gets me excited.
Yes,
and, you know, and for us,
and
right?
For us.
And for us, for
yes,
sure.
Sir.
But, you know, I'm just saying that it's there's people who are invested in this team, and it means something to them, and getting to the playoffs is a big deal, regardless of how you got here.
Scott Stone was the one that got me set up with the whole deal with the fan website coverage of games when I was first coming up, so...
Fan Club Weekend. It was his brainchild.
And then it became you could come sit in the press box and get locker room access and cover the games, and that's how I met
that's
Jason
Web
Jenkins.
Weekend, right? That's what it was.
That was before they had this deal. And
I won't interrupt you anymore because I'm 0-2.
It's this thing, right? Well, it was. It became what I was talking about. So he really was my introduction to the team and get me into this position. So, yeah.
People have no idea how important and how integral Scott Stone has been to this organization and the love that we have for him. The knowledge he has for this team and in the fist tank, we talk to Scott a lot because Scott knows a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Everybody.
So I'm so happy for him as well, man. And I'm glad he's able to enjoy it and not be running around like he always had as an employee here. He could actually sit there and enjoy the fruits of his labor for one, but the team's labor, but he loves this team. Immensely.
I have a feeling one of these days in the distant future, the three of us or the four of us are going to do that one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna get in the stands. We're going to get to enjoy the game as fans one of these days. Who knows how long off that is. But
oh, yeah. I mean, I keep doing it. I go back and forth.
It's NFL. It's all year to year, fellas. We could be sitting in the stands quick.
So day. Let's go.
2023 could be a stand shot for us.
Let's hope not.
No, let's hope not. We have one more segment. We're going to talk about the podcast network, which means there is one more week, at least, of five episodes of Drive Time. I'm like Mike McDaniel, though. I'm happy to work. I wanted to go to work tomorrow. yes, break down some film and have some fun. We'll do that in the fifth segment and also talk about the fish tank and also the Buffalo Bills next week up in Buffalo. Dolphins post game is driven by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. The final score from Hard Rock Stadium, Dolphins 11, Jets 6. You're listening to the fifth quarter overtime show brought to you by the Palm Beaches.
This is the official Miami Dolphins radio network, where Dolphins fans live.
Joe Rosen, Zach Krantz in the mornings, Hawk and Crowder in the afternoon. Nobody covers Dolphins like AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage, so next time you fill up, choose Chevron with Techron. Find a station near you on the Chevron app. And before we get to the Buffalo Bills, let's go ahead and pause for 10 seconds so our stations can identify themselves. Listen to the Miami Dolphins Radio Network.
Happy New Year from the home of the Dolphins. WQAM AM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
An Odyssey station.
Buffalo Bills, guys, third time this year. 51-50 is the cumulative score in the season series that was split between these two teams. We saw Miami go up there and really, for all intents and purposes, have their best effort in that building. I would say since the last playoff team in 2016 went up there and won a game on Christmas Eve to punch their ticket to the postseason. What do you guys expect? What are you hoping to see next week up in Buffalo? It could be a potentially very banged up Miami Dolphins team going into a crowd that's going to be absolutely fired up. I imagine DeMar Hamlin will be in attendance. It's going to be a raucous scene. Expectations, thoughts, and hopes. What you guys got?
I'm just going to soak this win in right now. I'm taking a page out of Skylar Thompson's book. I'm just going to soak this in. I'm going to enjoy the fact that this team is heading to the playoffs. No, I mean, what are the expectations? You're playing one of the best teams in all of football.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is you've played them twice this year, and I think the differential in score in the two games is 51-50. You know, the Dolphins come away with a close one at the end here and hold serve on home turf and then go up there and have an opportunity to beat Buffalo in the snow, everything that was going on there, and just fall short. And obviously you saw the Bills orchestrate this amazing drive at the end of the game and Josh Allen do Josh Allen-type things. I hope that it's a slugfest. I hope it's everything you want playoff football to be, and it feels like a heavyweight title fight. And I hope that the Dolphins can show up against Buffalo the way they have the previous two games
yes.
This year. Right? Yeah. I don't want to see what we've seen the last handful of weeks, because it's probably not going to get it done against that team at that stadium in the playoffs. But if they can bring what they brought the previous two times they've faced the Buffalo Bills, then you got a chance, guys.
That's all we're asking for, right? It's a chance. You know what I mean? Buffalo's obviously a great team. And it's not just this year. They've been there for the last few years, you know. And it's like, you know, going up there, and I said it earlier in the show, we're playing with house money. And I hope they go out there and they feel the same way when they go up there. Don't go out there pressing and stressing. You know, go out there and play loose, because we've got nothing to lose. We don't. They're expected to beat us. And I can't wait to see the line come out. It's going to be close to double digit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if we're feeling that way, then go in there and do what we do and go out there and have some fun. If you're out there having some fun, you're probably going to play a lot looser and have a lot more success out there. So yeah, it's going to be an amazing situation for those guys. And you said it best, man. And DeMar is going to drive these guys throughout the rest of the season for the next decade with his team. And as a situation like that should. But you know what? We've got to go out there and we got to play a game. We've got a fan base as well that needs to go out there and be well represented. And I know our guys are going to go there, and they're going to go out there, and they're going to play well. We had guys that didn't play today. Hopefully that day off is going to propel them to be able to play in the playoffs, you know. So, like Seth said, we've been competitive, more competitive with these guys than we've been in a long time.
How helpful do you think that is, Juice, in the fact that this Dolphins team has played those guys twice, and as good as they are, you know, you go to Kansas City and you don't know. You just watch the film.
Correct.
You see that they're the number one seed. Well, I guess it'd be the number two seed if we were headed there. But, you know, all of these things, obviously there'd be a lot of emotion with Tyreek Hill returning to Kansas City and all of those things, and hopefully he still gets that opportunity. But how big is it for them, as difficult as the past 5-6 weeks have been, to go, you know, as a former player, to play against a group of guys that you know that you've stood tall with, that you've beaten, and that even in the game that you lost, you had a chance to win? How important is that?
I think that's a great point right there. The best thing about it is we know these guys.
Yeah.
We know them. Anybody playing against a team within your division, we know them. You know, so there's not going to be any surprises. Whereas you're trying to prepare for a team that you play every 6 years or you play every 4 years. Like the Chiefs, we'll if you get to that bridge, we'll cross it then. But we know a lot about this team. We know what they do. We know what they do well. And so you look at all the game plans we've had against them this year, last year, and you try to put the best one together. Now, look, they've got a lot of the same parts. Their main parts are still there. Josh Allen,
right.
Diggs, run game, they've got all those parts. We've got parts that who knows who's going to be in certain positions for us. We know that hopefully that our receivers will be there. Our quarterback situation we don't know about. They don't know about it either.
They almost have to prep for more.
Exactly right. Huh. So it's going to be interesting going into that game, knowing that we know a lot about what they do and that they're hard to stop. But you know what? We'll be up for the task. We've had some pretty good success. Even though 1-1 this year against them, we've had some good success figuring out some of the things they do, and we've been able to match it.
And to that point, one of the things I think they've had success with this year, and this is comparatively to what other teams do against the Buffalo Bills, is defensively, I think they've played two of their better games defensively against the Bills. I know they got their points late in that first one, and it wound up being 32 total, but like they had drive after drive in that game where they're getting stops. The first game here, they scored 17 points on offense. And so, as tough as a year it's been for the defense, really, to me, they were constructed to beat the Buffalo Bills because you had to. Like, once you saw Josh Allen becoming Josh Allen, you have to – Juice, you say it all the time. You have to win the games in your division. You have to prepare to beat a team like that. And so they're kind of built in a way that's designed to go after that guy. So can you replicate that for a third time? I do think it's a benefit that you are seeing them for the third time. I think after that loss in Buffalo, I said we're going to see these guys again. I probably lost that confidence over the last 5 weeks, but we do get a chance to see them again.
You did say
and
that,
like
though.
Juice says, man, that's all you want is an opportunity and playing with house money here. So, man, I'm fired up. We'll see when the game is. I hope it's Monday. That's my hope, the Monday night game.
Ooh.
But we'll see. I don't know.
Is there
when
a chance?
Who knows?
Anytime.
It's got to be one of the top
games. At least
games.
NFL, sometimes they did us a Saturday, and they did us a Sunday late, Saturday early one time, man. They don't like us.
That's right,
too,
but going to Seattle, too, right? Coming back across the country. So it's never easy when you have to make those trips, but we'll see what happens. And that, like I said, that schedule should be out sometime tonight once the Sunday night football game is kind of decided. Like late in the game when the winner is declared, they'll usually give you a schedule at that point. Real quick, Seth, we have 1 minute. Fish Tank this week, what's coming up?
Well, we're going to do something a little bit different, Travis. OJ and I are going to look back on the last game that the Dolphins won in the postseason. Okay, and it was almost 23 years ago,
man.
As Skylar Thompson
like
indicated.
Era.
Yeah, so it's that 2000 playoff game, Dolphins against the Colts. Game wasn't even televised. We're going to talk about all
it's
of
crazy.
That. And the game ended not only with Lamar Smith falling over the goal line there, 17-yard scamper in overtime, but O.J. McDuffie jumping over the top of him, pumping his fist. We're going to talk about all that, and we have a surprise guest from that team that's going to join us as well.
Love it. Big third down catch in that drive too, right, Juice?
One-handed.
Didn't need
one-handed, man.
On
you know, I got these mitts. You know what I mean? One-handed.
I remember that. I can, visualize watching that game again in my living room when you making that catch. Right, I think right down there.
Right there.
Right around the 10-yard
right
line.
Right there,
so
there. Couldn't score with it because I was slow at that point, but I made the catch.
It's a big first down. That was a chair, by the way. It wasn't me.
All control.
Yeah. A couple of great guys having great conversations.
What is going on?
Drive time 5 days this week. You guys know the schedule by now, so we're back for a full week. Until this team is knocked out, I'm not going anywhere. Like Leonardo DiCaprio and the Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not effing leaving. Antennas up. Game on. Score your favorite games and shows for free. Visit the freetvproject.org to learn about all the free programming waiting for the chair's still making me laugh, including Dolphins games. That's freetvproject.org. Thanks to Kim Bocamper, Joe Rose, and the voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cefalo, with, in my opinion, the call of the year for the team right there on Sanders' field goal. Our executive producer, Alejandro Solana. Today's studio producers were Robert Griepert, Matthew Wilson, Marco Gonzalez, and Steph the Specialist.
Yo.
For OJ McDuffie, Seth Levitt, DJ Preach, I'm Travis Wingfield. The final score of today's game, 11-6. We'll see you next week in Buffalo for playoff football. For those listening on 560 WQAM, the local Miami Dolphins postgame show is coming up with Alex Dono. This has been the Miami Dolphins postgame show on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, brought to you by the Palm Beaches.